Going.
Hey, Mr. Price, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, man. This is Zach. We've spoken about your property on Carlisle.
Yeah. I just been so busy.
Look, I get it. And to be honest with you, you know, you wouldn't believe how many times I hear people say they've been too busy. And to be honest,
I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. You're all right. It's nothing against you. The thing is like, you know, if it was important enough, you know, technically I would open my email and just, you know, get it done. I guess.
Right. My son's mother is getting ready to die, and it's just a lot of stuff like that's what's going on. It's just a lot of personal stuff going on.
Right.
That's why usually I'm not that busy.
Well, can I ask you this? Because I just lost my mother. I mean, regardless, if you know, if it sounds like that's going to happen, is that going to change things whether you sell the property or not?
Well,
and I, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know.
Yeah,
no,
I understand.
But
now, you know, the tenant's still in place for a while.
I know, and we.
And you said that didn't bother you.
Correct.
Right, I know we did. I guess in the contract that would have to be added. You'd have to keep her in place.
Well,
and the price that I wanted was $178, and
we've given you that.
And I know, and you do know I'm not going to bear from that, not even no amount of money. So
yeah. Look, the tenant, I don't. You know, the lease is in place. You know, that's binding with the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're buying it as is. You know,
158. Right.
So, you know, my uncle, you know, my boss, he wants to know what's going on with this, whether we're buying it or not. And, you know, I don't know what to tell him. You know, because he wants me to void it out, and I'm like, no, look, I've been working with them. So, I mean, is there any way that you could just, you know, we could get this done today? I mean, obviously, we're not going to close until, you know, 4/11. Well, I mean, 4/13, but 4/11, we could still make work.
Huh?
We can still make work the 11th of next month.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, can I tell you what? Can I just get through today and go up there with him to pick her up at the hospital and try to take her to another one? And then let's talk about this. I don't mind making it work and closing on it next month. I really don't. I mean, one way or the other, it's okay. I got something I can do with the money. And if I don't, then I'm okay too, because like I said, I got like about $6-7 million worth of property, and I don't mind. I always keep many houses.
Well, my question, that's fine if you need some, you know, because you got to do a few things, but, you know, is this something that you'll be able to get back to me today? It's in your email.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get back with you after I can get him straight today, okay?
I mean, yeah, I know you'll be able to get in contact with me, because if I tell people if you're not getting a hold of me, you ain't trying. So,
right.
I just want to know, are we going to talk today about it, or is this something that's going to go? You know, I don't want to keep calling you. You can just tell me you don't want to talk to me.
And I mean, I don't care if y'all get the house for $178. I mean, I'm okay with it. When y'all do the after you do a contract, and I know y'all want so many days. What do you?
We want to come out there today, if possible. But
but you said you had to have a signed contract to come out.
Yeah, because we buy about 20, 30 houses a month. If I had, if I did, you know, if I went out to see a property and then, you know, the owner's like, well, I'm not selling it to you. Well, I just wasted, you know, majority of my day because I took their word, which I don't do anymore. You know, paper, contract, then we come out and do what we say we're going to do. That's how we operate. And, you know, it's just, it's not fair to us when we're driving, you know, sometimes 2 hours away to, you know, to say, oh, well, I need to think about it. Well, you should have told us that before we drove 4 hours, 2 hours there and 2 hours back. So I don't care.
I don't need to think about anything. All I do is, as long as the tenants are in there where they need to be. And with that, you'll be getting your money. It goes up in June to the $1,200, which basically you let that house just sit there for a year, and you just about almost got enough money to redo it. So that makes sense. Y'all are making sense what you're doing.
Yeah.
I do. You're making more sense than when I first talked to y'all. You're making business sense to me now.
Yeah. Well, we're in business to stay in business.
You're operating like I am. So,
yeah.
But I think you're doing it at a bigger level.
Yeah. Well, it's not about doing it at a bigger level. It's, you know, it's just staying in business. And, you know, if you can learn something from us, great. We can learn something from
right.
you, great. But
right.
you know, I'm not going to keep calling you, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, just let me try to get through with – right now, today, he's the most important, helping with his mom. And after that, then I should have some time. Because I'm just doing a house down the street, and I can stop on that for a second to talk. And
to sign the email? All right, so what time do you want me to give you a call? Hello?